at least 31 migrants who were trying to reach the UK have drowned near the French city of Calais after their boat sank. French and British authorities are conducting a rescue operation by air and sea. An official at the International Organization for Migration has called the drownings the biggest single loss of life in the Channel since they began collecting data in 2014. More than 25,700 people have made the dangerous journey to the UK in small boats this year, more than three times the total seen in 2020. Now, Channel Rescue is a not-for-profit organisation devoted to ensuring the safety of migrants. Richard Blunt is a volunteer there. He spoke with ABC News Radio's Anna Pikett from the UK.
I mean, it's obviously a horrific and tragic incident. I mean, it's also one that we've been saying for months is a near inevitability, that eventually something like this was going to happen. And I think we have to also look at the fact there's been nine deaths in unrelated incidents in the previous 2 weeks as well. So this is a dangerous crossing that people are being forced to make, and that a tragedy like this was an inevitable result of Britain's policies.
Have you any idea how many migrants could have died in this latest tragedy?
At the moment, details are still emerging, and unfortunately, the death toll is still climbing. I think initial reports, and that's all we're going on, is initial media reports are talking of possibly two, maybe three small boats. So really, we don't know yet. And as far as the search and rescue helicopters were still up as of about an hour ago. So it's an ongoing situation.
Typically, how many people can these boats carry?
It's a good question. I mean, we've seen the real development in channel crossings as they've become the primary route that people have used to get from northern France into the UK. We've seen bigger boats being deployed all the time. So this is something that's happened, is we're starting to see boats, ribs that seem to be, rib being a rigid inflatable boat. So something with a rigid hull, but its buoyancy is provided by an inflatable tube around the outside. We're starting to see boats now that look as if they've been purpose-built for crossing the channel, whereas before we used to see boats that had probably been stolen from marinas or even bought somewhere else in Europe and then bought to the French coast. We're now seeing boats that we think are basically being built as rafts, really, and that these boats are... It's not clear that one of these boats is what was involved in this tragedy. As I say, details aren't clear yet, but we're seeing these kind of jerry-rigged kind of boats out there, and so that was leading us to think there was going to be a disaster with one of these.
And can you give us any kind of idea just how dangerous the conditions are for people attempting to cross in this way?
Well, I mean, it is the world's busiest shipping lane. Mostly, we've seen in previous years, we've seen the channel crossings have been occurring in the summer months. But now, of course, we're getting into November. We're going to be in December soon. We're in late November. People are still crossing. The water's icy cold. So there's obviously a huge risk of hypothermia, people ending up in the water. Anecdotally, and of course, by the very nature of these crossings, records aren't kept. There have been multiple incidents that people have actually survived. So boats have capsized near the French coast and people have made it back to shore and so on and so forth. But obviously, the colder it gets, the more dangerous it is to be in the water. That's how dangerous it is.
And sadly, this isn't a new problem at all. Migrants have been attempting to cross the English Channel for years. But just how much worse and how much more has the situation intensified in, well, across 2021?
Well, I think it's very important to clarify that actually the number of people crossing the channel from northern France into the UK hasn't increased. What's happened is that the usual routes by which people were making it from Calais and the surrounding area, which is by lorry, basically hiding themselves in lorries, that was closed down. So huge amount of money has been spent effectively fortifying the road network that goes into Calais and preventing people from crossing effectively safely on a ferry, but in the back of a lorry. So that's why we're starting to see. So it's in the middle of all this furore about, you know, three times the numbers of 2020 and so on and so forth, we're actually seeing a dip in the number of asylum claims made in the UK. And I think it really furthers the agendas of certain politicians to start hyping this as a kind of seaborne invasion or whatever, when actually we're dealing with relatively small numbers of people. When you consider Britain's global reach in the world, the impact the British foreign policy has on so many countries, really 25,000 people isn't a lot that actually finally make it to these shores.
Well, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has admitted their efforts so far to stem the flow of migrants crossing the Channel in these small boats haven't been enough. I mean, what's your response to that?
I don't see how they can stem the flow without extraordinary brutality. I think there's been various sort of gimmicks dreamt up. I think they were even talking about wave machines at one point. We know, and our organisation is currently engaged in pushing for a judicial review against Priti Patel, claiming that they're going to use jet skis to push migrants back towards France. We're taking a judicial review and saying that's unlawful under maritime law. I think that's just a totally wrong focus for the question. What we really need to see is safe passage in Calais. We need people to be able to, in northern France or elsewhere, claim asylum and get into the asylum system in the UK, because the majority of the people who make this crossing go on to have a successful asylum claim. You know, the people who are in Calais are fleeing war. That's why they're there. And the result of which, when they actually do have an asylum claim, it's found they have a legitimate fear of persecution, and they're often successful. All we can hope is that perhaps this recent tragedy will open some eyes, give people a chance to have a serious rethink and think that people are desperate enough to make this crossing, that their need must be genuine, and that no amount of persecution is going to deter them from doing it.
That's Richard Blunt, a volunteer working for Channel Rescue, speaking there with ABC News Radio's Anna Pikett.